All right, that's good. Good singing. I enjoyed the good special music, the congregational hymnals. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, just for a few minutes, in chapter number 15. Matthew chapter number 15. We always like a time of rejoicing and singing. People get saved. What a glorious time that it is. You know, there's a camp meeting takes place in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons that need no repentance. And the question is, why are we here tonight, and this and that, whether you're a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl, and there's a lot of controversy about that, but God still knows the difference. It's the same it's always been. But the question is, what have you done with Christ? You see, as a man, have you trusted Christ? As a young man, a young lady, as a woman, have you trusted the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? In this Bible lesson, if you'll take your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 15, verse 7, if you're able to stand, then you can stand while we look at a couple of passages there tonight. He says, the Lord Jesus, by the way, is doing the preaching. These are the words of the Lord, if you will, please. And here's what he said, "Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias," or Isaiah, "prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude, and he said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth in the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth defileth the man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" How'd you like to be the one to tell Jesus, you know, you've offended that religious crowd? "But he answered and said, every plan which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word, and we do thank you that thou art God, beside thee there's none else. Move upon us, within us. Thank you for saving Tanner, for these that have gathered family and friends and church family tonight. And we thank you that thou art God from everlasting to everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I've got a sermon somewhere that I preached back in 2009. It's entitled "On What Offends Religious Men." Well, I can tell you exactly what does. The Bible does. You know, there's been a lot of times that people got offended, and as they got offended about the preaching of the Word of the Lord, and you'd better be careful how you bow up at what God said. But you'd be surprised how many people, "Well, I just thought that was something you thought or something you said." No, here it is, chapter, book, and verse. Here's a crowd that was religious, and they were a bunch of lip flappers. You could tell they got themselves in trouble. They didn't like what Jesus had to say at all. And here's what he told them, pretty bold, wasn't it? Said, "You're a bunch of hypocrites. Isaiah used to preach about people like you. And you know the reason why you're in the condition you're in? Religious is a lot of hot air talk without any truth that goes with it from the Bible." In this Bible lesson we're looking at, you'll find they were putting on an outward show. Now, I don't think anybody here is putting on an outward show, but I don't know that, but God does. And let me say to you, you'd better be careful about how you respond and reject or receive the blessed word of the Lord. You know, it's easy for me to listen to somebody that I like, but it's hard for me to receive the word of the Lord from somebody I don't. And let me tell you right now is, every time I read something from the Bible that goes contrary to my mind and the way I think, the way I feel, you know what's wrong with the average Baptist? They made up their mind what they want to believe. Now they're looking for an excuse in the Bible to be able to put up with it. See? I call them loophole Baptists. And so as a result of that, here's what you're looking at. You'll find that in verse number 9, he said, you know, "You've laid aside the doctrine of God that you might teach for doctrine the commandments of men." You know, in the day and hour that we're living in, there's a bunch of folks, especially, it's not hard if you look at TV, radio, and there's a bunch of them on there that are trying to get another buck out of you, trying to get another dollar out of you. And let me say to you, they'll say just exactly what you want to hear to make you feel good about yourself like you are without the need to repent. That's called psychology, by the way, in the day and hour that we're living in. Notice number one is, in the lesson that we're looking at, there is the founder of the church. It's mentioned. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You'll find that Jesus is the founder of the church. And you know, when God saves you, God will put you in the church. The Lord, the Bible said in Acts 2, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with Baptist folk across the country is that they've got just enough religion to make them miserable. They're in church and out of church and more out than they are in. You tell me you love God, you love the Bible, you love what's good, right, moral, and decent, and you can't hardly find yourself down at the house of God, bringing your family, keeping them under the gospel, when God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe in. I got to tell you something, is that I'd do a little checkup if it were me. I find it amazing in the day and hour that we can live in is that across the country, isn't it easy to go anywhere else and do anything else? And you have to be disciplined. The devil won't fight you about laying out of church, but I guarantee you right now, God convicts your heart if so be that you're a child of God. In the lesson we're looking at, not only is he the founder of it, but you'll find he is the foundation. There is no other foundation. If you're looking for an alternate plan to be able to miss hell and make heaven, there is no alternate plan. His name is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this lesson we're looking at, I want to say to you that the family of God is associated with him because he added to the church, and he's the church builder, and he's one day going to come for the church again. And let me say to you that our future is going to be bright all the way around. We've already proved that we can live in the United States of America, such as whatever's left of it, without a president, without a leader that's got a brain in their head. We've already proved that. I want to tell you, it's going to get rougher sailing before it's over with. Make no mistake about it. When Jesus comes again, you're going to find that God-denying, God-defying crowd. They've already got a pretty good foothold on it, and they'll be in control, and make no mistake about it. You and I will probably be on the run. Why? Jesus offends lost men. Jesus offends lost people until they finally come to know him in the free pardon of sin. In fact, I want you to see that in verse number 14, that it was pretty pointed, pretty salty. Whenever the disciples came and they said, Lord, do you know these Pharisees? That's a religious name, by the way. Sadducees, religious name. Herodians, that was a religion. Do you know they were offended? And he said, the reason why, because I've not planted them. Every plant that's not been planted by my Father is going to be rooted up. One of these days it'll be cast into the fire. Now, you know, in the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that the Bible said, Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind. They're both of them going to wind up in the ditch. I mean, the blind can't see where they're going, and those that want to follow along with them can't either. And he said they're both going to end up at the same place, and they're both going to end up in the ditch. Now, you'd have to look over in the book of Proverbs, and you'd have to be able to find out that over there, that in chapter number 23, verse 27, don't turn there, chapter 22 and verse number 14, he talked about a whore being a deep ditch, and he talked about comparing her to religion. If you read over in Revelation 17, 18, the biggest whore that's there, the mother of harlots, is deceiving many people by the glamour and the glitter of lucre. And in fact, she's the ones being followed by most of the White House and plus the outhouse in the day we live in. Now watch this, is that you're thinking, oh, that's terrible, that's awful. Then you're one of these people here that doesn't know the Lord Jesus. I'm telling you what Jesus said. I'm not telling you something I got out of a funny book, something I learned from somebody next door. Somebody said, well, my mama, please. I don't care what your mama, please. Here's what God said in the Bible about this matter. I've lost a lot of family and a lot of friends over siding up with him. But let God be true and every man a liar. Do you know in this lesson that we're looking at, and I don't want to get down in it because I want to wrap it up and let's get on and have some fun watching this young man get baptized. But do you know what? One of the things I got mad at, read the rest of the chapter. There was a Syrophoenician woman, a Greek, a Hamite, if you please, a dark woman. She came along, had a daughter that was vexed with a devil. And as a result of that, she wanted to, the Lord to help her, said, my daughter's grievously vexed with the devil in verse 22. But look how Jesus answered her in verse 23. But he answered her not a word. Could you just imagine if Al Sharpton had been standing there listening? Jesse Jackson had been standing there listening? Black Lives Matter? See that? That BLM thing, you know. I thought for a long time it meant belt loops matter. Pull your pants up. Somebody said, that ain't funny. That's a little bit funny. If you pull your pants up, it'll be funnier. Anyhow, he answered her not a word. I want you to notice the rest of that is that, and the disciples came, and Solomon said, send her away. She's always running after us. And verse number 24, he told her, said, I've only come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 25, then came she and worshiped the Lord and said, help me. But you talk about an old gal that knew her daughter needed some help that was beyond the reach of man. What's the rest of it? In verse 27, and verse 26, and he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Yes, buddy, you talk about, I can just see a bunch of politics. Come on, honey. Come on, you ain't got to listen to stuff like that right there. But let me tell you what, this woman knew she wanted something from the Lord that only the Lord could give her. And she wasn't about to leave there. And she said in verse 27, she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now I'm going to tell you, I don't care if you're black or white or green or yellow or whatever it is, or a douche mixture. Here's what I do know, is that when you come to Christ, you ought to come as an empty-handed beggar. You ought to let nobody stand in your way. You ought to let nothing that's said keep you from coming and humbling yourself before the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't care who you are and where you hail from. That's the kind of person God's looking for. Somebody that's not going to be detoured by the fact that he's put her off and that he's even said some pretty pointed things. In the day we live in, I want to say and remind you that narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Make no mistake about it. You're sitting here tonight. You've come for a good reason, and that is to witness the fact that a young man's trusted Christ, wants to follow the Lord in baptism. And let me tell you right now, he's going to need lots of prayer along the way. And let me tell you right now is, you talk about the battle begins, Tanner, and devil's going to want you to do a lot of things. And just because of the fact that you got saved, God bless you, just because you got saved doesn't mean that every now and again you may not need the rod of correction that your mom and daddy has to dispense. So don't stop and say, hey, I'm saved and been forgiven. Can't you forgive me? Sometimes they will. But sometimes you'll still get the licking anyway, the spanking anyway. All right? But a good young man like you is not going to have trouble with that. I want to say in closing, we'll getting pushed back on it. I just want to say to you that are here and dear friends and kinfolk and so forth and on, that if you're here tonight and you're not saved, may God knock upon your heart's door and trouble you till you see yourself like he sees you. He's the only one that can save you. You're the only one that can receive it. I told him this morning here that some of these kids, grandkids of mine, that have not yet professed Christ, if I could get saved far, yeah, I would have already done it. There's other people like that right here. We'd already done it for you. But see, he's the only one that can save you. You're the only one that can receive it. All right, let's bow our heads. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. We ask your blessings now. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for showing us ourselves and the need for Christ, and that you died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, paid the sin debt, resurrected the third day according to the scriptures, victoriously, gloriously over death, hell, and the grave. We're looking forward with great anticipation to thy coming again. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. All right? Danny, you can go back through there. Your daddy can go with you if you like and help you get changed or whatever, your mama. And Brother Mark's going to lead a little singing, or somebody right here, and then we'll... get ready, and we'll be done here in